Welcome, guys, again. Today, you're welcome back to the Fish and Achievers podcast. Again, it's a podcast signature. You got myself and Backpack Books. And listen, this one here, yeah. Woo! Another drum roll. We've got two very anticipated guests. Everybody been asking, yo, the streets been calling, man. Anywho, you got somebody that's already been with us. I don't even need to say his name. It's my brother from the start, from a long time.
By the way, disclaimer.
Finish the disclaimer for them.
Please, by the way, subscribe, like. What do you see? Don't repeat. What do you hear? Astaghfirullah.
Okay. And the second guest. Woo-wee! I shouldn't even say guest to Bemzy. He's already part of the team. But the real guest. I don't even know how to say this, bro. She's got you. Anyway, you motherfuckers gave her so much bad hate.
Fuck you for that one.
Yeah.
Just
me. Mars.
Yeah.
Aule. You got the. You get it. Noel show back.
You're done, no.
You know what I'm saying? Back. Shout out Noel, fam. You get it. And fuck you for everybody that cussed her.
It's alright.
Let them hate, fam.
Let them hate, fam. We go only congratulating, fam. You know what I'm saying, fam?
Snaps round there, boy.
Get it, fam. So, boy, we've got a very special one, guys. And I want to start off. You know what we should start off with, guys? We should start off with some of those motherfucking comments, you know.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
We'll do one or two.
Just fire a couple shots.
Just a couple shots, man. Not that it hurt. Don't worry. It's just, you get it, it's entertaining, fam. Because we want more bad comments. Because the more comments you give, the more popular we get.
Allah.
You get it?
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
We must be doing something right, fam.
Trust me, you must be doing something right. You get it? But anyway, thank you to all the supporters as well.
Yeah, man.
All the people that are really
supporting. All the people that love. We love
Australia.
You too.
Love to Australia as well.
Ooh, Sweden.
I was just going to say that. But nah, what I wanted to touch on is, yeah, we're not gonna go into everything they were going wild about. Me not being attracted to smiley boys is not by force.
Trust
you
me.
You are selective with your hearing. It was like they wanted to cancel out the good and just listen to the negative. I am not going to be attracted today, tomorrow, the next, never. But the girls, the hijabi thing. Yeah. Bro, did I not say big up the girls that wear it properly?
You said it loud and clear.
You know what I'm saying?
Mashallah,
sis. Like, I rate your thing. And if I touch the nerve about the sloppy toppy comment, then just don't do it. Car, if the shoe fits, wear it.
Exactly.
Facts.
You know
Facts,
what I'm saying? Man. Other than that, man. I'm good.
For real. Now it's good that you touched on that still.
Real talk.
Bums.
Yeah.
Hey.
Going back to that topic there.
Yeah.
I was going to say, maybe you ain't had the right Somalian, but at the same time, I get it. I like my Somali sisters, but it's not the...
That ain't your cup of tea.
It's not my forte. Don't get it twisted, though.
Let's see how many Mali girls and how many Mali mans go nuts at him. Cause I don't think it's going to be the same.
Oh, listen, man. Don't get it twisted, man. I would happily love to pattern up a Mali thing, fam. But I'll be real with you, man. Some of them are just lackadaisical, fam. Somali girls are not doing it properly, fam. They're not looking after themselves.
And you lot are, fam.
Listen.
Some of them are. I'm not saying all of them, bro. But I'm saying right now, bro, they're just putting on a little party.
You're speaking Chinese, man.
I don't understand that.
I've got a butter.
For real, nah. Me personally, my first choice is Somali girls. My second choice is Somali girls. You know what I'm saying, fam?
And number three,
What's
number three?
That's me. Number three,
anything.
Half Somali, half Nigerian.
I've got a friend like that. Big dirty, big him up. But
I'm not gonna lie to you. If it wasn't Somali, for me, it would be West Africa or Yard, like Jamaica. It would be black. I just love black. You get it, fam.
Black and American, the sweet and the juice.
I don't know
why. Yeah. Opposite.
No, but listen, I just don't know why.
You can like them snowflakes.
He likes them grey things. He likes
them. Grey don't.
I don't know why niggas have to be pigeonholing their souls. What? Because you're Somali, you have to go pat
no,
Somali.
No, you don't. You don't.
Why am I? Yo, listen, man. There's so many countries.
Can I touch on this, yeah? Bro, like, I like... My exes are both Somali. You know what I'm saying? And... The reasons why they're not the reasons why I don't like Somali men no more is because I've lived in Africa. You know what I'm saying? I see Mali man around there. A guy that I'm gonna go for is gonna be a guy in my caliber, like they want the prim and proper things. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not gonna today, not saying that they don't want me, but me today knowing that I've been jailed, done certain things, I'm not gonna expect to marry a guy that prays five times a day, that's never been in trouble with the police. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's got a lot to do with...
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
Shall I quickly cut you off?
Yeah, go on.
I think these two would be a perfect match.
I'm good.
They both need to come back.
You're just driving a couple of... I got a couple of rich niggas.
We're in the school canine now.
Exactly what you want. The only downfall for you is that Somali.
No, I don't want... Listen, I'm all about self-love at the moment. You know what I'm saying? Loving myself, putting myself first. Remember, let me quickly say this. Remember what Islam says, innit? For you to marry, complete half of your deen, you must be on your deen. Don't be thinking like, marriage and all of this and all of that is meant... It's something you have to do at a young age. Get yourself right. Inshallah, maybe. God knows what I'm destined with.
That's true.
It may be a Somali man. It may not be. But right now, my preference, not you, man. I don't even chat to man at the moment because I love myself so much. I'll be real.
That's good then, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, good. I don't care.
That's good.
Well, man, you got a lot of stuff. They ain't getting no love.
Yeah. Listen. They took the Daquan and Tyrone joke. Mad literal.
Yeah.
I didn't say no colour. Black, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm black. Big up my black people. Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. But... I didn't say no Daquan.
No, you did it. I said it.
I just laughed, because it was funny.
Took it.
They're sensitive, though. They're sensitive people.
You know what, yeah? Someone told me the internet's a white girl on her period. On some G shit. You know?
Yo, word.
Nah,
that's true, though.
Internet mad.
Hey, let's skip these haters for a sec. Yeah. Books, ask them. Ask us a question.
No, first topic I wanted to get into was music, yeah?
Okay.
Would you think the bad and the good of music?
Music? Personally, me, I don't know. I can't go a day without hearing some sort of...
You get it?
Waking up or... Do you get it, fam? Sometimes it makes me feel good. Sometimes it makes me feel angry.
Some of the things.
Sometimes it made me remember a past. Do you know what I'm saying, fam? So, I don't know, man. This music's very emotional. I don't know.
It taps into your head.
The frequencies are crazy. Now,
it is.
What do you think, Noah?
I love music, but yeah, the fact that it's haram, and I also like drill.
Okay.
And like hearing this one got bodied and I'm smoking on this one and that one. Yeah, man, it ain't cool. Cause like, if you think of back in the day when we were younger, like music, bad boys and gang members never used to mention... This man got dropped, that man got dropped. They would only mention the ones that are alive.
And
at the moment, it's just that when I hear it, it goes... You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I love music.
But you, big man, killer.
Take it off.
Burr. Oh,
the only the only bad that I can see in music is haram. Other than that, bro, it's all good, man. It's lit, fam.
So what are you saying? Dip, smoking on that. You don't get that...
Bermes is kind of quiet today, you know.
Come on, man.
Load up the thing,
man. Young one. Bitch, I'm a dog. Come on.
Hey, we need some. We need burr back.
Music is all well and good, man. I don't know about you, man. I wake up to that shit. I go to sleep with that shit. Like, I got headphones on. I don't know you, motherfucker. I got my headphones in. I'm just in my own world, fam.
Who would you say is your top five?
Top five.
Your top five.
Limiting a nigga though. Five. Fucking hell, bro.
No. Make it easier. Top three.
Top three.
Top three. Make it harder, I mean. Top three. Top three. UK and America mixed.
Because you're. And now we've got five for that. We've got five for US.
Okay, but UK and America has to be mixed.
Okay, cool. First one, yeah.
I love music.
First one is Soul For Real.
Unless it's Candy Reed.
Brandy.
Hello.
Wait, Brandy.
I bang a go and do your thing.
Put that in there. Second one is Brandy.
Okay.
What the hell?
Third one.
I'm telling everybody this nigga's serious.
Wait. Third one is Puck.
Okay.
That's you think these
though? I'm talking
he's
about
a nice.
No, I told you the best ever you think musician.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Not best musician. You said your favorite.
Okay, music. Your preference. Yeah.
Max B.
Okay.
And then I can't pick the fifth one because it's either drill, trap, or rap.
You can't pick one.
Okay.
God damn.
Can I go?
My favorite rapper ever.
Is it five or three?
My favorite rapper ever is Rick Ross. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my favorite rapper ever. I personally. Because I grew up with that guy. Come on, fam. My second will probably be Jay Huss. Third will probably be... Okay, third or fourth is... Did it say... Okay, but I can't pick two.
No, nigga, five.
I say Killer Cam and French Montana. Yeah?
You can't say Killer Cam and one French of those Montana.
You doing,
I'll put both of them.
You can't.
They're both of them two.
Yeah?
That's your five.
Fifth.
Maybe?
No.
No, that's four. That's four.
Yeah.
Fifth. Oh, fifth will be hard. I don't know.
Oasis.
Today's gonna be the day that
I'm gonna bring back to you. Bye now.
To the cell now.
Oi, listen.
No. It'll have to be. I'll put definitely. I'll put Meek.
Right,
yeah. Hey, you got two on my five. Yeah, I can't lie.
Yeah. Right. Go on, let me hear yours.
Mine. All right. For me, number one, Juju Huss. It's Jay Huss. I can't.
Yeah, Huss is cold. Jay, fam.
Number two is Meek. That's from, I'm listening to Gene Tracy's One. Number three is Drake.
Allah. You
can't even forget the GOAT.
I can't forget the GOAT, you know.
That's,
I'm thinking about
back.
It. Nah.
We'll come back.
I actually forgot two GOATs, you know, but go on.
Fourth.
Why does my mind always go blank?
Isn't
it? I love music.
I'll say gigs. Why don't you not listen to
that? That's what I'm saying. You got a good selection there.
Yeah. And five. The Migos as well. I've got to throw the Migos in there.
Migos,
as a whole, yeah?
As a whole, yeah.
Gosh.
My mind, I love music. Like, I listen to every genre, really.
Yeah.
First one.
You can be random. It doesn't have to be.
Shabo.
Ooh,
Shabo.
She's cold.
Dobale. Block justice game. Me, I love her.
She's from my ends, you know. She's hard.
Wait! Pick up Shabo. I'm thinking right now. Tootsie.
Okay. Tootsie's cold still.
I love music.
Of all time.
So I don't want to... Of all time. Yeah, they're cold. Listen. Listen, I don't want to get cussed, but you see Michael Jackson? See the youngers now?
They would have never known. You know. Even R. Kelly,
NBA young boy.
That guy was a musician, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Michael was...
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. Let me
NBA
take
young boy. NBA young boy.
Why did I not put that up?
NLE...
NLE, you know.
Let me throw
that's
a girl
dead.
In there. Are you
that's
done?
That's dead. NLE.
I don't even know who NLE is.
NLE Chopper.
Welcome down.
NLE Chopper.
Welcome
down.
That's dead.
You know,
his music
like
sounds the same.
No. I don't know. I'm just getting into him. Don't kill him for me, please. And he's
good, but not...
He's on all of that. what I'm
Quran.
On.
Now he's on some.
If you're on that, DM like, me. King. I'm on it.
He was like, King Von like, came to my dream last night. I was watching the video, I'm like, what the fuck?
But you never know.
It's spiritual.
You never know.
Spirits, yeah,
you never know. But anyway, my last but not least, let me throw a girl in there. I'm talking for the moment, yeah.
Just your top five.
Yeah.
Do you know any Somali artists?
Yeah.
You love film. He doesn't know.
I wouldn't do Somali.
But you don't know.
I know the ones that they sing in Aros,
bro. Big up Sharma, boy. Are you dumb?
Hey, did I guess? Come on, get up, sir.
No.
You lot are two fish and chips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm Savaloy. Hella Savaloy.
I'll join you too.
All right, I'm going blank for my last one, but I'm just going to say Dream Doll. Go check out the Prada thing. It's lit.
Okay, you can pick one. You can only pick one of these, yeah? All right. But you have to mix these two genres together.
Okay.
Dancehall and Afrobeat. You can only pick one artist and they all mix together.
Wait, one artist from each?
No, from all the whole thing. Who's the best?
What, dancehall and Bashir? And Thingy.
Yeah. Dancehall vibes is king.
No, it's mixed. Right now, it's all one genre.
Or Afro swing. Like the
no, it's all one genre. Okay. Afrobeat and dancehall is one genre.
Okay, pick one.
Yeah.
Vibes.
It's going to show you, again, it's going to show me if you like Afro or dancehall.
Vibes.
What about you?
But Jay Huss ain't Afrobeat or that.
Nah,
he's
Jay Huss is no. Not Jay Huss is not involved.
Shatawale.
Hey, yeah, Shatawale is called.
Wheezy, fam.
Wheezy, I was literally saying that.
Are you mad?
Wheezy.
He's the Michael Jackson of
Wheezy.
Yeah, he's cold, he's cold, he's cold.
Wheezy's got the sauce, though. He's got the sauce for that.
I know people are going to be burning, jumping off their... Where's
Burner Boy? Even though I was going to say Burner,
Wheezy is consistent. Since when? Since he came out of Don Dole, yeah? Imagine, fam. Consistency.
Yeah, sitting
bro.
In a corner.
Yeah, fam.
Aye. Consistency. Yeah, yeah, that was cold.
Aye, but I don't like hearing. Aye, did you see how I mentioned like five just now songs? Okay. I still listen to old school songs, but it's on the because it's like,
yeah.
It makes me feel old. Like, I have memories of me being.
Well,
young.
That still is to B2K. Okay.
I know, and Mario, B2K. Just a Friend.
Yeah, them ones. Old school.
Oh, and Sent from Heaven.
I used to see it on Channel U, them times.
Music.
Okay, listen. I got one here, yeah?
Yeah. Zero.
We'll start with Bermondsey. All
right.
Would you rather be born in the future or the past?
Yeah.
Talk to animals or speak all languages?
We'll keep that as two separate.
Wait,
okay. The first one. Would you rather be born in the future or the past?
In the past, my nigga.
Okay.
Well, when?
I don't know, man. I got some mystical.
That's in the past.
I got like, I don't know. Like, you see, when I'm watching TV and shit, I got some mad fascination, yeah, with like, I'm not going to say the Roman Empire, but you see, when that shit is brutal, like, you're nobody, you're nothing. You have to give your son up. Hey, I want to walk down the Silk Road. What are you going to give to me?
Why would you want to live there?
I'm going to... I don't know. I think I would flourish there, fam. I wouldn't be the guy that's getting...
No, but you're black. They're going to look at you like, who's this nigga, fam?
What are you talking about, fam? Nigga,
I'm there was racism them times.
Yeah, racism. I'm not talking about, like...
The past ain't good for us.
Yeah, but
it's not good for us.
You didn't say a location. I'm not talking about... Hey, I'm talking about... Over there, fam. I'm
somewhere. Back home. Away,
yeah. Word, I reckon I would be some
crazy.
You
would have changed the war.
I think I would have. Yeah, Genghis Khan, yeah. I think I would have been his like right hand, fam. Genghis Khan. I think he was missing me, fam. He would have took over the whole fucking world, fam.
Horses and that.
Word, fam. I'm telling you, fam.
Okay. All right, I've got one, yeah. It's not part of the but I was thinking about this one, guys. Imagine, okay, would you be born, you know, back in the days, or just say the Tudor times, as a king, like, you know, the royalty?
Yeah.
But live now.
I'd rather live now, mate. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. No, I'd rather live now.
The royals, though. You know the royals.
Oh, allow it, bro. The queen used to wash us
all.
Yeah, bro. Allow it.
Now that if you're confirmed royal.
Not royal, as in the prince, the king's. You get it, fam?
King Henry and that.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Queen Elizabeth used to have a shower once a year, bro.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nah,
I could buy a new.
going back to the other question.
Born in the past or the future?
Go on. Far past the future.
I done this on my YouTube channel. Okay. But
no way.
Yeah, okay. I did. Born in the...
Shout out the video.
No. Go watch it. It was the Would You Rather. So, I'd be in a positive way, yeah? Be born back in the past just to see Somalia on the Wad'eh, like Somalia before the war, like... when Farmaggio was alive and that, you know, like
Farmaggio is alive.
No, sorry, not Farmaggio. He's Marehan as well. Siad Barre. When Siad Barre was alive, yeah. I'd go back. Cause think of it, yeah. Our parents, I don't know about you lot, yeah, but my mum is, mashallah, very religious. But I be catching some pictures of her, yeah. No headscarf. I know Somali people be see this, innit? Yeah. And I'll be like, Hoya, so why did you make me wear a headscarf like and a skirt in school, but you never wore one? Oh, we didn't know the religion back then. We didn't. So, yeah, I would want to see how lit Somali
was.
Siad
Barre was the one that said, like, no scarves in school.
Yeah, subhanAllah. No, yeah, he did say that. Yeah, no, he did say that, no school, but he did do a lot of good as well. You know what I'm saying? And Somalia was beautiful back then.
He did a lot of good for the country, 100%.
Like, and build orphanages up.
I heard he was trying to ban Chew. He was trying to ban Qad from there as well.
Yeah, he did.
That's what started the war.
That's
one of the reasons. That's romantic. That is romantic. I'd rather be born in the future, though. Fuck that. Flying cars and shit.
Yeah, fool. Boy, like, goes to the future.
Yes. High speed internet. You know them ones.
Listen. Look at Bermondsey and then come to Bermondsey. Bermondsey's an old man.
Yeah, Bermondsey's in the grave by then.
Pushing him off his wheelchair.
You know the voice thing.
Bermondsey's in the grave by then.
The voice thing. I remember you.
They will be remembering me, fam. They're going to be like, yo. My kids here are going to be the rulers of the world, fam. You're not going to bow down to them, fam.
Hey, oh, my like, what, babes? You're going to hold, you know.
You're not going to see me.
Go to the barbers. for real, man. Now, me personally, probably be the past, definitely, man.
But where? What time in the past, though?
The past?
Yeah,
16.
Where?
I think I asked 1600. This question last time. 16 would be the perfect.
You're 16, so that's what?
Oh, you're just going back like 20 years ago.
18 years ago. I always say that as well.
You're making me feel old, fam. What do you mean 18? That was 6 years ago.
Yeah, 6 years ago.
How many years ago?
6 years ago.
I'm not even 6 years ago away from me. Oh, Lord of mercy.
Damn.
Hey, now, for real. Okay. Would you rather speak all languages?
Yeah.
Or
talk to animals.
That's a tough one. But more time. Fuck the animals. If I speak all languages, that's moolah, fam. That's bread. I'm coming. I'm flipping.
Let me throw a technicality there. If you speak all languages, don't speak animals. Right.
Some Dr. Doolittle.
That's what I'm saying.
Some Dr. Doolittle. Nigga wanna be Dr. Doolittle.
Bro, I'm speaking all languages, bro.
Shit.
Right. I said that to Beg earlier. He goes, but you feel bad about eating them.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
What about you?
I talk all languages. I said this on the YouTube channel as well. Like,
I'll be Tarzan.
All languages. Who's gonna? No, but like, I didn't even say it for that reason. You know, I said it. You know, one of them was when people want to be bitching in their language. What did you say answering back?
Yeah. Nah, you act like you don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know
what imagine being this black Somali girl, and then there's a Russian person talking. Like, you must be mad. That'd be lit.
I like doing it when people think like, I speak Arabic. I don't understand Arabic. And I'm just like, okay. Mm. And then I'll respond in Arabic. And it's like, you speak Arabic.
No, nigga, I speak all languages, fam.
Yeah, that's fact.
Yeah.
But imagine talking to animals, though, fam.
That's what
you can't understand them.
Your boy gonna do, fam.
They're telling you, listen, fam.
Nigga, like, you're in London, fam. The only animals you're seeing is pigeons. The only animals you're communicating with in London is pigeons and foxes, bro. Pigeons, foxes, and rats, bro. We gonna do what out?
You say to the rat, get out of my house, and then we're in their language.
I'll be warring with the humans like Narnia, fam. You know.
I'm gonna throw saying Noah's Ark in there.
No, Narnia, when the book. Oh, fam.
Yeah, you're talking too far.
Narnia,
oh, well, that's a hype.
Hey, Noah, you got any questions you wanna ask?
I got a dilemma, So picture this. You lot are paramedics, EMTs, on the job. You come to the scene of a car crash. You open the door. It's your partner with their sighting.
What
are you gonna like? Are you and then obviously they're gonna die.
Bundy's partner.
I'm saying they're gonna obviously they're about to die if you don't help them. You know what I mean?
Ooh, but you're the
but
EMT
to spice then. It up, your partner was driving.
What?
What are you lot doing, fam? Your partner was driving.
Oh, can I go first?
And then they crashed. They're about to die. But you come to the scene and then you're like, what?
But you're a paramedic.
And you didn't know about that.
You're a paramedic. So you have to save lives.
You have to save my nigga.
I'll say, the body's been deceased at 200 hours. Call the coroner. Call the coroner, fam.
I'd let the girl live.
Well, and then grab,
yeah, I'd let her live and then grab a piece of glass because it's an accident, oh, right?
No. That's too easy.
You know
the side piece.
Yeah, why not?
I'm throw that in there as well. You know the person.
And you're all normal.
I don't care about that. They're both dead.
I got the perfect one. I got the perfect one. Yeah, so my bitch is with a side nigga, yeah? And I'm the paramedic with my green bag. Hello? And I see them, baby. And the other guy's over there. Yeah. I'm gonna say, can you move your head? Watch that nigga die. Just watch that nigga die, please.
Oh, gosh.
I'll keep her alive just until she can watch that nigga die. And then, you know.
Shit.
Put a finger on the windpipe. I'm checking for a pulse. Oh, bitch, she going to.
Nah, for real.
Well, I'm getting an award, fam. Shit. London Ambulance of the Year.
What do you do?
No, I said it. I'd save the girl.
Mm. But even if you knew her?
No. Why are you always indirecting these things, man? I've got this image of me filthy rich, and it's no. This guy's dead. Comment, subscribe.
I can see that as well, man.
Hit up the Noel Show.
Hey, subscribe. Hey, listen, you know one thing that doesn't hurt people at all, I've realized?
What's that?
It doesn't hurt them at all.
What's that?
It's that little red subscription thing. I'm just clicking for my When you see the Noel Show, just click it.
When you see the fish and jibbies?
Just click it. That's it.
And hit that note. What is it? Hit that bell button. So you're on
Yeah. It's just bang. It's not like you got to fill up a page just to get in. Get it, fam?
You know what I'm saying?
Just a couple likes, man. We don't want like 50,000.
You lot are nearly on 1K though, my bros. You know what I'm saying?
We're nearly there, man. Come on.
Come on, we can do it. Yeah, I'm on like 800 now. Yeah.
No, you're on like 850 or something.
No, 800. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I be seeing my subs going down, but I don't care.
Fuck them.
No, it's cool. Listen, you know what, yeah? At the end of the day, I watched this thing and I don't know who the guy is. Big him up. And he was saying, if you want to succeed with YouTube, never look at your subs, never look at the comments, never look at who's liked it. Always just post the best content that you can. And that's all it is.
Word. You can't please everybody.
You lot are lit. You lot got personalities. How many boring people are out there making it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to make it.
We're trying, kids.
Comments.
I feel so guilty when we say inshallah to stuff, but yeah, but in the lag, God, you know why I want it?
She's trying to get herself an Aki.
Why not?
There's someone that said in the comments, not towards anything. Someone said, talk about how Somalis in the Western countries don't embrace their culture or language. A lot of younger children today hardly speak Somali due to the parents not teaching them. What do you think of that?
100% Uriaya Handicabino La'la'o Afkina Barta Firi, I'ma be real with you lot. You lot, we're the last generation. I've been stressing this. You know when you see little Turkish kids? I don't know if you lot got Turks around your area. I'm from North. Big up my Turks. What was it? Had the girl body up. I even learned it. Yeah. Their little kids, yeah, be talking Turkish from such a young age. Yeah. Then you got our ones. My niece is around me, my older sister, my younger sister, my mum. We talk nothing but Somali. But she doesn't know how to talk it. She understands it.
Your younger sister?
Yeah. My niece.
Oh, your niece. Yeah.
And we're freshies. We all talk in Somali to each other. Like, what is this?
I can lie though. I was like that. When man was little, I used to tell a man, yo, I came in, I was speaking Arabic. Okay. I didn't even know Somali. When I came here, I was like 4. I was speaking Arabic when I came here. Then we had like, yo, school by girl in Sabra, so you need to go learn English. And then we had like, yo, when you come home, you're speaking Somali.
100.
So yeah, I can understand it a lot. I can speak it as well, but it just is like a kick coming out.
That's it.
But I understand all Somali. But nowadays, you try to explain to me how I'm going to explain to my Somali, and I can just about speak it myself.
Okay, you know what I say? All right, big man ting, you lot are making me want to do this thing. I want to open up a Somali, like, little class thing.
Cultural.
Shout me if you lot are going to be down for it, because I'll actually do it. Why I wouldn't can't so galne? Where it came from? How you mad then? Ina ana ka akli yelano. Wouldn't cast ina tagno or sort isano. Ilma hani hada halayne no English kula halayno. Wria ilma has hado ti baraya Somalia tihin.
For real,
Allah aronta.
Ana ka, do you remember we get battered in school and we can't say nothing? Kwa wabala gapsana mabala dilkere.
Yeah. Social services.
You go to school with a bruiser like, nah, I fell.
Yeah.
You know? Like in prison school. You know, I just fell. I just fell.
You ain't going to get away with that shit.
And Bermondsey, talking quickly, touching on what you just said, I'm not going to lie to you. You see my sister, forget my sisters. I've got friends that have never, ever, ever, ever been to Somalia. And Somalia say, ooh, hadlayan. It starts within your friendship groups. Yeah, if you're in a big group, and there's one of them that knows Somali, learn. I can say some of my old friends, they would say it, who taught me Somali, Noel. Like, you'd be talking to
you see that thing on Mali One Entertainment?
The
girls, which is like, I'll say I like you to a guy. And the girl's like, Anika, Intaheka.
In England, the closest country is France. Mm. So they make you teach you French in school. How soon they're going to be teaching Somali in school, bro? I'm telling you, everybody's on. What are you? Yo, sit that tight. Fan tight. Some sweaty ass Chinaman tried to tell me the other day. Sahib, my fan tight. And I said, what? Nigga, this don't ask me for like 4 and 2, fam. Nigga,
become the new Patois. That's you. You become the new Patois.
Well, I'm telling you, cuz we're global now, nigga.
Hey, people, it's like Yoruba. You know, there's a lot of people that speak Yoruba as well, isn't it?
Kilo shit. Kilo shit.
Baba.
Did you lot know how to talk Somali before you lot went Hergesa?
Yeah, yeah, because of the house.
Yeah,
mashallah.
Because of AEA.
Big up, the mums that taught us Somali on some G shit.
No, mummy put man on still.
Trust me, put man on.
I'm born here. Yeah. I was taught. People always have this perception of, oh, because I'm a dip out kid and I'm always getting dipped to Somalia. I learned it over there. Mum's life, I never.
Nah. We learned it in the Duxie as well, fam. Yeah. We used to go Duxie from like 7, 8. Yeah. Me, you, all the man, we was like 30 man deep. Somali guy, I got a couple of them, bro. My mom's some hammer. My dad is with Darod, bro.
This guy was speaking
like I was speaking, and I speak like these motherfuckers now. Because it's just from hanging around them. Most of them.
Yeah, you should sound like me.
You should sound like you. You should sound like us.
I could show
you
the school food, man. I'm coming.
No, even my lahjid is a bit like mixed up, but Somali was Somali.
Yeah, you understand me. You understand me. If you don't, then I got 10-10 English for you. Graduate level.
For real. So guys, fuck it up. It's kind of good so far, isn't it?
Come on.
Yeah, you lot are getting to know Bermondsey and Noel a bit more. Do you get it? We're not getting into the deep into it now. We're just, do you get it, fam? Trying to be ourselves. Noel, you got any questions?
All right, so I've got a dilemma for you lot, yeah? So say you was to catch your best mate's man cheating. Guys, it can be vice versa for you lot, yeah? So you caught them, it's the day of their wedding, you caught the guy cheating on the girl, and the girl's your best friend, what are you going to do? Are you going to snitch?
On the day of the wedding, yeah?
Are you going to snitch, or are you going to let it slide and be like, I ain't...
See, no,
the guy, if it's my guy, are you talking about my guy cheating on the girl?
No.
Oh, the girl cheating on
Yeah, so the wife's cheating on you.
Nah, I would have never said nothing, fam. That's calm. Like, yo, man.
I see you.
Let me.
No.
Niggas ain't shit, but hoes with dicks.
No, girls. You got that wrong, man.
These man just
your
say
nigga
it.
Is
take
about to
note.
Get married, yeah? And you see his wife. Yeah, he sees his wife cheating.
His girl's cheating. Yeah. Soon to be
your
me personally.
About to get married and his girl's cheating.
If it's the day of their wedding,
yeah,
and everything's
day,
about to pop.
Yeah, she's fucking the best man.
I don't want to ruin that day, man.
So you're going to make her, you're going to let your nigga marry a cheating?
I don't want to ruin that day. I don't know.
It's a cop.
Is this nigga my best friend?
Your nigga.
It's your nigga, bro.
Like,
Man them. You know what I mean?
Fuck it, I'll snitch, man. Okay, I'll snitch.
How about you, backpack?
I can't do that to my
So wait. We ain't gonna move on that swiftly.
Okay. Yeah.
So, bro, you're telling me, yeah, Kai, this is your nigga. You're gonna snitch, but if it was just your bedroom, you won't snitch.
If it's my associate, you
no,
know
your
them
bedroom.
Was.
You know how it is, yeah?
It,
with
fam.
A circle. You know how it is with a circle. So you got the inner circle, but it's still a circle.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You're willing to
look, if it's my bedroom, what reason why I would snitch is because I would expect the same from
yeah.
you. You get it? But
that one
if it's a net, like a guy I know.
Randy,
I don't know. He would have probably just been like, "Yo, yeah, tell other niggas, yo, I just saw your girl, his girl."
Or let me go next, man. And
if it's my dog, I would expect the same from him. Do you know what I'm saying? And I'll cancel the thing right there, fam. I'll do it like the fucking, you know, them. Have you seen them fingers that get caught?
Oh.
Go on,
I'm gonna answer this last. Go on, Berman Z.
The wedding. Uska
got the last.
Yeah, I'm gonna answer this last.
Gone. Bermsy.
Got some experience.
You said Berm, you wanna cool. say that?
My nigga's getting married.
Yeah.
And the thing is cheating on him.
Mm.
And I caught her coming
the day of the wedding.
The day of the wedding, and she's coming out of the toilet all looking disheveled. And this nigga's all just trying to shake Mr. My Man to the left.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're on that show?
You know, it's real. Do you know this first thing I'm doing? I'm like, yo, if I got time, I'll be like, yo, my nigga, let me chat to you. I'll be like, yo, listen, skirt. She belongs to the streets. Niggalations.
Yeah.
Niggalations. She belongs to the street. That's community pussy, fam.
Yeah. Straight.
She wanna go get her quickly and then.
But guess what? Wait. Brother.
I got the Rari outside there. We can skirt. If it's my nigga.
So wait, if it was the opposite way around quickly, yeah, we're just gonna touch on this quickly. If it was the opposite way around and your G was G-ing, yeah?
Yeah,
and his wife is just there looking all pretty in a white dress, not trying to see him for that bad luck, all of that. So what?
All right, cool. Let me answer that for you as well.
Yeah.
That's my dog. That's my dog.
That's my dog.
Hey, that's
a,
bro.
We hit up 2 in a row.
Stop.
You do the same.
No, listen. Look. Let me answer that. Let me answer that for you. I'll be ruining it. Like, the reason why I ain't getting married is the same like you said, innit? Unless I'm straight on my dean, I ain't trying to get married. That's not necessary. I ain't trying to get myself more sinner, bro. Like, shit, nigga. But. Yeah, man. That's
my
dog.
That's my dog.
I ain't gonna lie. You want to lie?
There's something between.
No, go on.
There's a big difference between bro code and girl code, you know. There's a big difference. Bro code is way more stronger, you know.
Oh, what, you just let her marry
me? And this is what I mean, you females. Do you lot see this?
Okay, can you go there?
Man, see all of the snaky moves you lot be doing to each other. Come on, let's tighten up. Y'all hoes better tighten up. Listen to some city girls. Trust.
Galen will come and do the same thing to their own girls, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
there's some scummy girls that have done that in the past.
But guys, it's very rare.
What?
No, it happens. It happens,
rare,
but it, compared to women, is Benga, why are you laughing?
I need me another female. But anyway, gone.
I can't.
You ain't even asked.
I'm better moving. I'm the last one.
Yeah, you are the last one.
I said
books,
it. God, no books, isn't it?
Do you know why? I'm thinking of this in a big picture, yeah? She could just be like, you know what? He's lying. He was trying to move to me. And try to throw it back. So what I'll do is I'll bang up the guy and be like, this is the guy, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why I banged him up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But yeah, I'd probably just do that. Man.
What, would you do it vice versa?
It's the
depends
best, man.
On the nigga. Bro.
All right, we got it in that.
Bro. If that's the bro, I can't. That's, you get it? I'll probably advise him. Be like, just
what about the girl?
That.
If the girl was cheating.
Bro, do you want to do this? Do you really want to get married? It's not the right way to get married.
If the girl wasn't cheating.
What do you mean?
If the girl wasn't cheating and your bro was cheating.
Yeah. I would advise him. If that's my bro, I'm gonna advise him. I have to. Yeah, I can't well, go. That's like, bitch movement.
That is.
Like, what are you doing right now?
Yeah. So like girls.
Not
yeah.
bitch movement. Obviously, I feel bad for the girls.
No, of course. Yeah,
Your answer.
I feel like a wet girl right now because yeah, if you're any of these girls that have ever snitched on your thing and told you and you ain't done nothing about it, you see how these men move. You see how man are. See why I act the way I do.
You're wet.
But anyway. Yeah. Trash. Anyway, I hate men.
So what if your man's friend came to you and said to you, your man's cheating?
Yeah. All right,
what do you look at him as a wet you? Why is he telling me this shit?
Yeah, why is he telling me? Why is he telling me this shit? Yeah.
If your man's
I would have looked at the girl, like I would have looked at the guy and be like, Ray, like you tell her, my nigga, because you lot got to look at it in this aspect, Trey. I didn't know this before. I kept going and seeing, like, guys that got really married young and girls that got married young, whatever, I'd see them and then I'd go be like, oh, my God, your man was in this motive doing like, because I felt like I owe this girl loyalty or this... the person, whoever I was telling, because it wasn't just one, two, numerous girls that I've done this with.
Oh, no.
No, I don't need a snap. I can put my hand, sis, my eyes saw it, and I'll put my hand in the Quran. But sometimes I've done it about a friend and her boyfriend, right? Mm. Yeah. And she didn't believe me because she was that in love. And the guy like was like, oh, yeah, no, I was jealous. And I was round them times, not girly girl. Like, yeah, she just like, I think she likes me. Ugh.
The guy's saying
But then guess what? Later on in life, she found out that it was true. Like the truth always comes out. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But marriage, it's before marriage. It's before the nikah, right? I'm snitching.
On the nikah day.
Have they done it yet? No.
So you're going to go and tell that guy?
I'm snitching. I'm telling my homie, yeah, I just saw your man G in a thing right now.
So if he was your friend?
And if she won't listen, I'll go to the mom, I'll go to the brother, I'll go to everyone. No, in your D-Day, man, to D-Day, D-Day. If this man is capable to do this right now.
I don't think you're answering the question, though. No. She's not answering it.
She said she would snitch, but if it was your friend.
Your girl's cheating now on the man. Yeah. You're gonna go to the man on the wedding day and say
I'm not. But guess exactly what I'm gonna do? Wait. Yeah. I'm gonna go up to the girl, and I'm gonna tell the girl, "Mom's your guy, up, and you're gonna tell my man, yeah." Or I'm telling him, I'm giving her an ultimatum. You know what you see on EastEnders and that? Mm. Yeah, I'm doing that.
Tell him, or I'm going to tell him.
Oh, I'm going to tell him. Yeah, I'm going to do that because...
some Peggy Mitchell shit.
If it was, you lot do know, yeah, I didn't know this before. I wouldn't have done it when I was younger, but it's haram. If you was to see that while the person's married...
You take some of the dembi stuff.
You can't say nothing. It's them. You get it. You can't even tell another person. But just before, then it goes. I'm snitching.
Straight.
Just before. Oh, that's
and
God.
That's your bedroom.
That's God showing me. Don't you think that's God showing you? Oh, yeah, like, bro, go save your bedroom.
I wouldn't want to see that. I would hide for that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I ain't know nothing.
I'm singing.
No, but I had a bedroom that had a somewhat similar dilemma like that, yeah? Let me show you, look. Boom. This guy, there's twins. This Donny went and got head off one of the girls. Now, 2 years, maybe 3 years later, this Donny that got head, his brother, has found the other twin. And he's all bringing her home. Nigga got laid up in the bed and shit. His mum's all calling the brother, saying, yo, I beg you come to the yard and throw this little dirt bag out to my fucking yard now. And I got to go to my slim bags and I'm blood arm to this dirty girl. Boom. The nigga had to advise his brother, yo, you cannot marry this thing. He's like, why? I love her. She is nang. And the brother's saying, yo, because I got sloppy toppy from her twin sister. My nigga, you gonna make me fucking sister-in-law to the thing I got a head from? Like, are you for real? So, yeah.
No, for real.
Get sticky,
real.
Dude. Word, you have to advise him.
No,
yeah.
She don't want
to
speak.
He advised him. Man, he had to advise his brother. Yo, blood, I know you're in love, but bro, the road that you're walking down is a bit sketchy, fam. My nigga, come on.
Men are trash.
They're not up to my
level. Like, wait. You know? That ain't got that's none. Real. But that brother's wet. That brother's wet. Because let me tell you something, yeah? When you wanted to be fast up and do that with her twin sister, it wasn't that girl, number one, yeah? And you lot are men. You lot came from women. So it's like, you lot need to be, yeah, again, not emotionally like, intact.
That's the situation. The situation has already happened.
Not emotionally intact.
One nigga got ahead. That's it.
Men ain't really emotional though.
Like, you're getting too deep into it. One nigga got ahead. And it's another child married.
I've met some men, yeah, that are really, really about that life, but they're emotionally intact. Like, because, I don't know, they're smarter. You need to be emotionally, if you're straight, man. Gay men are emotionally intact anyway. But if you're a straight man, you must be emotionally intact. Do you not think? How are you going to get along with your missus?
For real.
No, that's true. But I'm saying emotionally, women are more emotional naturally.
Yeah, no, but I'm not saying be emotional.
But I don't
be
get
in tune. Understand.
Understand their emotions.
Understand their emotions. Like, understand certain things. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the female body and the male body is total opposites, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a dilemma for you lot quickly, but yeah? Be real, yeah, the house is dirty, you're at yard, your wife's on her period, she's in so much pain. The reason why I say pain like that is because that's what majority Mali used to, yeah, I've seen it with my own eyes. But anyway, she's in pain.
Dude, what,
and the house is messy as hell, yeah. What are you gonna do? And there's no food. There's only food you can cook.
I'll answer that one.
Be real.
No, well, I'll do the thing still.
I'll answer that one.
It's your house and your wife is sick.
Yeah.
No, she's like,
why are you cleaning up your own fucking house?
I got an answer to that one. One sec, guys. Sick one.
I'ma
cater to you.
Big you up.
Can I ask? First things first, you said what, the house is dirty, yeah? Cleaning service. Cha-ching. Come and clean my shit. Uber Eats. Food good to go. I swear they do online prescriptions now as well.
Wow, I'm surprised. I'll give you like that one. I didn't think I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I've seen... I lived in Africa, man. I lived in Africa.
Wild.
And no one called away in the other game. Naga, really? Naya! Then Naga will be added to the Adaya.
They're bit old-fashioned still.
Oh, but anyway, big up the Mali brothers that think like you lot. Big you lot up. It's not only Mali youths though. A lot of African youths are like that as well. Big man thing.
Yeah, you're saying Benga, what are you doing?
What are you doing, Benga?
Hey, Benga, answer that one.
I've got a kid to her, man. You look after your mission.
Come on.
Benga, I'll bring you your jollof.
I wanted to do this for my YouTube channel, but I want to ask you, because you lot are males, yeah? All right. So your boy got stabbed, yeah? He's in one hospital, yeah? Dilemma. Your boy got stabbed. He's in one hospital. Your baby mother is about to give birth. Her water broke. She's in another hospital.
Niggas get shot every day, B.
You tough, right?
I asked some niggas this and all that.
Niggas get shot every day, B.
No way.
Nah. I see a clip like that on Instagram. I'll be FaceTiming that nigga. I'll be like, what? Where, my nigga? You got stabbed. I'll be like, God damn, nigga.
I just had a baby.
I'll be like, yo, nigga, they stabbed you. I'll be like, yo.
Come on.
Whoa, I'm going to the baby mother's, man. My youth's about to drop. Don't worry, man. I'm going to check on you tomorrow, but they stabbed you. God damn.
You're tough, right?
Niggas get shot every day, B.
Like, guys, we've had a good one, man. I really, really enjoyed this one still.
Back by popular demand.
I want to very thank and clap for the No Wow show.
You've seen another side of it today, so don't judge a...
You get it, fam?
Don't judge a book by its
cover. Don't judge by...
They didn't judge
your cover. They just judge it by 2-3 words.
They probably listened to it and then...
Love me, I hate me, that... What was that question? What was that song back in the day? Do I get... That is the question. If you love me, then thank you. If you hate me, then fuck you.
I remember that one still.
Nah, man.
Subscribe to her channel as well, guys. Subscribe. Get it, fam. Let's get her to a 1K.
Let's get us.
We're nearly there, guys. Pump our shit, man.
Hopefully, we're nearly there as well, guys. By the time it doesn't hurt to press subscribe, you know. It's just
subscribe.
Just by you get it?
But Bush.
Shout out to the Blood Clot Soapbox Studios.
Soapbox Studios.
You get it? If you don't ever want to do a podcast or something, you get it, fam. Shout out, Soapbox Studios, fam. You get it, fam.
Pow.
So boom, you got myself Bash.
Ow.
Backpack Books.
Burr. Bang.
Big Bear's back. And
the Noel Show.
And if you don't like what you see, it's whatever. It's whatever. It's whatever.
Yes, that is a banger.
Come on.
That is a banger.
Bow.